Today's share is Masechtan Dida Daf Nun Gimel, and we will begin on Daf Nun Beis Amud Beis. Tanur Rabbanan, three lines from the bottom. Quick review of a number of halachas. The first halacha is the halacha that we discussed yesterday, that a kesem represents a woman finding a stain on her undergarment, on her linen, that did not come with a hargosha, as we always repeat. For a woman to be tamei midaraisa, she has to have a hargosha. And the halacha is that if that kesem is less than the size of a gris, which we always say is either the size of a penny or a dime, then we're makel. If it's larger, we consider it a riyah, which we will be discussing in the coming shiur. Another halacha concept to review, which we discussed in Masechet Shabbos. We know that at the end of every day, before Tzeis HaKochavim, there's a time called Bein HaShmoshes. And the Gemara in Masechet Shabbos quotes Machloikis, I think it's Masechet Pesachim as well, Machloikis Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi, exactly when is the Bein HaShmoshes. There's a Machloikis in Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, either two-thirds or three-quarters of the time of the time to work a mill, two-thirds, the time it takes to work either two-thirds or three-quarters of a mill, anywhere from 12 to 15 minutes, approximately. And Rabbi Yossi says, and as we'll see, we'll discuss more about what Rabbi Yossi's opinion is in today's shir, that it begins after the time of Rabbi Yehuda, Pashup Shat, and it's the time, it goes very quickly. Said Nichnas Fazei Yotzei. Another very important halacha. What we learned yesterday. What would be the halacha? A woman cycle 7-11 days, and not 11 days begin, and the woman has a kesem for three consecutive days. So to make a very simple example, the 11-day cycle begins on Sunday. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, she had a kesem each one of those days. Based on what we learned in yesterday's shir, we have to consider her misafik azava. What would be the halacha if a woman had a riyah, before we speak about kesamim, Sunday and Monday evening going into Tuesday, during the time of Bein HaShmoshes, which is a Suffolk Yom Suffolk Laila. We don't know Monday evening going into Tuesday, that period of Bein HaShmoshes is a Monday or Tuesday. The halacha is that that woman is considered a Zavah G'dayla, if it were real riyas. Because the time of Bein HaShmoshes is connected to Monday and Tuesday. So now we have Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Let's say she had a kesem during that time. It would be the exact same thing. If we're treating three ksamim, like we are treating l'chumra three riyas. And now we begin the shir. Tarabanan, we learned in the previous shir, haroi kesem, if there's a kesem, em yesh bo kedai l'chalik gimel grisim, you could divide that one kesem into the size of three grisim, k'shein k'grisvoid, every riyah is the size of a gris, chasheshes, as we learned, that's considered, we have to be concerned that she has three riyas. Again, we speak about a situation that she didn't check her garment Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and now Tuesday evening she discovers a kesem the size of three grisim. We have to be concerned that that three gris kesem represents three riyas. Imlav, but let's say it's less than three grisim. So, says the Tanakhama, ein chasheshes. The Chacham say ein chasheshes. Rav Yehuda ben Agra, I'm Mishum Rav Yosi, and it's important to remember he's quoting Rav Yosi. Even if it's a two-gris kesem, we need to be concerned. Why? For the reason I just gave. Because even if it's just a two-gris kesem, maybe one of those grisim came Bein HaShmoshes. And Bein HaShmoshes is considered like 2 days. So now you have three, it's considered like she had a riyah for 3 days, even though she only has a kesem the size of two grisim. Amar Rebbe, so says Rebbe to be machriya to decide in this machlokes. Near and dear Rebbe Yehuda ben Agra b'shalai batka. I agree with Rebbe Yehuda ben Agra in a situation where she didn't examine her clothing. V'divrei chachamim shebatka. And I agree with the chachamim when she did examination. Ask the Gemara, my batka, my lai batka. What does Rebbe mean when she did do an examination or she didn't do an examination? Amar Rav. So comments Rava. Ashkechetinu l'rabbanan de Rav. I met the rabbanan of Rav, the Yasi v'Kamri. They said the following. Hach ma'iskinen. What are we speaking about here? Kagan Shabotka Atma, she checked herself, Flebotka Chluka, but she didn't check her garment. Vav Atma Lebotka, and even she herself, that she was examining herself, she only examined herself during the Banish Shmashis of Rabbi Yehuda, the earlier Banish Shmashis I described. Or Banish Shmashis of Rabbi Yossi, the later Banish Shmashis of Rabbi Yossi that I described, Lebotka. The Rabbanan Savri, that it is the opinion of the Rabbanan, the Banish Shmashis to Rabbi Yossi, during Rabbi Yossi's Banish Shmashis, it's already Laila. So the concern that we explained, Banish Shmashis represents, the Banish Shmashis of Rabbi Yossi doesn't bother them. Because that isn't Banish Shmashis. They consider that already night. And the special rule that I said, that you can have one Riyah during Banish Shmashis, and it goes both ways, is only when it's really Banish Shmashis. Once it's night, or still day for that matter, it doesn't have that special, unique characteristic that I gave to that the Gemara gave, not I, that we give to Banish Shmashis. So what happened was, according to this understanding at this point, she examined herself all of Banish Shmashis, and it's important to point out, and we'll say this point more and more. What does that mean? She examined herself all of the Banish Shmashis of Yehuda, 12 minutes, 15 minutes. She's put in a Moich Tachuk into a bath, and it was there for the entire duration of the Banish Shmashis. So again, let's learn. The Batgats El Banish Shmashis of Yehuda, or Banish Shmashis of Yossi Lebatka. The Rabban Savri, as we just explained, the Banish Shmashis of Yossi Lailahu. So, Vabotka, and she did examine herself throughout the entire duration of the Banish Shmashis of Yehuda. So what was our concern that we began the shiur with? That even if she has a kesem that's just too greasy and big, it still may represent three riyas. Because maybe one of those riyas took place during Banish Shmashis. We know that those riyas didn't take place Banish Shmashis because she was examining herself throughout the Banish Shmashis. Rabbi Yossi Tamei, and Rabbi Yossi on the other hand, that disagrees and says achazu v'achazu chasheshes, the same Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra is quoting Rabbi Yossi because Rabbi Yossi considers his Banish Shmashis a time of Sofik. Rabbi Yossi Tamei dama Banish Shmashis fake anu. So really what the Gemara is saying, if we want to reduce it to one sentence, is that the Machloikas Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra and the Chachamim is really a Machloikas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. With the Chachamim agreeing with Rabbi Yehuda, the Banish Shmashis is limited just to that period. And Rabbi Yehuda agreeing with Rabbi Yossi, and that's why he quotes Rabbi Yossi, the Banish Shmashis is a longer time, and if you didn't have that Moich Tachuk for that longer period, then we have the same Sofik, that even if you only have a Kesem that's too greasy and big, it may represent three Riyas. And I responded, and I really jumped ahead, because the Gemara is going to explain what we said. If she was examining herself throughout the entire Banish Shmashis, whatever Banish Shmashis is, Ya Fata Imrim, then what you say makes a lot of sense. However, Achshav, where the Gemara is assuming, Shemim Silik Yedeh Rasa, that she only did a Bidika, an examination during the Banish Shmashis, but not that she did it throughout the entire Banish Shmashis, so then what are you accomplishing? Because maybe that 1 second of the Banish Shmashis, nothing was happening, but something happened afterwards. Vamrila, and they responded, as we explained, Chi Kamra and I, what we were talking about, Kshnas Yedeh Be'Neko Banish Shmashis. The examination doesn't mean 1 moment of the Banish Shmashis. Whatever Banish Shmashis is, it's the entire Banish Shmashis. And to quickly review, what the Gemara means is as follows. She did a Bedika throughout the entire Banish Shmashis of Rabbi Yehuda, not during the Banish Shmashis of Rabbi Yossi. That's why, according to the Chacham who agree with Rabbi Yehuda, we know nothing happened during Banish Shmashis, because she had that Moich Tachuk there. Rabbi Yossi isn't satisfied, because Banish Shmashis is going to be longer. And Amar Rebbe, so if that was the entire Machlaikis, if that was all that we learned, we'd be fine. But Rebbe made a comment on the top of the summit. Rebbe said on top of the summit, I agree with Rabbi Yehuda Kishloi Batka, and I agree with the Chum Kishabatka. So now the question is, what does that mean? I'm a Rebbe. So Rebbe said, Nirin de Rabbi Yehuda ben Agri Kishloi Batka. I agree with Rabbi Yehuda when there was no Bedika. So ask the Gemara, let's analyze, what does Rebbe mean? My Loi Batka, what does he mean? Ilem de Batka with Rabbi Yehuda, Vloi Batka with Rabbi Yossi. That he's saying I agree with Rabbi Yehuda that she only did a bedika during the time of Rabbi Yehuda's Ben Hashmashas and not of Rabbi Yossi's Ben Hashmashas. Mechlal, it's obvious that, and that's when I agree with the, that's when I agree with Rabbi Yehuda. But that means I agree with him in that situation, but he even holds, he's even more machmer than I. Which would mean, Rabbi Yehuda would hold, that afagav de botke ber tavayu. What is the Gemara seeming to say? The Rebbe is saying that if the Bedika only took place during the Ben Hashmashas of Rabbi Yehuda, and it didn't take place during the Ben Hashmashas also of Rabbi Yossi, not good enough. That's not good enough. That's when I agree with Rabbi Yehuda. But it seems that Rabbi Yehuda himself would, but where would I not agree with Rabbi Yehuda? That if the Bedika took place during the entire Ben Hashmashas, I won't agree with Rabbi Yehuda, says Rebbe. Which means Rabbi Yehuda himself, however, is going to hold that even if there was a bedika throughout the entire Ben Hashmashas, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi's Ben Hashmashas, not good enough. Why? Mechlad Rabbi Yehuda Sava, Afka Debotka B'Tavayu, Chayshe, it's not good enough. Why? Habotka, what could go wrong? We know that nothing happened during any part of Ben Hashmashas according to any definition of Ben Hashmashas. El Pshita, how must we now interpret what Rabbi said? That I agree with Rabbi Yehuda when no bedika took place. Avabotka with Rabbi Yehuda, if a bedika took place during the Ben Hashmashas, Rabbi Yehuda's Ben Hashmashas, v'loy botka with Rabbi Yossi, loy chayshi. I'm not concerned. Why is Rabbi personally not concerned? Because Rabbi is of the opinion, Alma, because Rabbi is obviously of the opinion, Ben Hashmashas Rabbi Yossi Laila. And therefore it's not in time Ben Hashmashas, so it doesn't have all the Ben Hashmashas issues. So what have we proven? In order to be able to understand the first words of this Amid, of Amr Rabbi Nirin Rabbi Yehuda ben Agribish Leibotka, we have to define that he means that no Bedika took place, not during the Ben Hashmashas Rabbi Yehuda, nor during the Ben Hashmashas of Rabbi Yossi, because if there was a Bedika during the period of Rabbi Yehuda, good enough. Why good enough? Because I hold that's all Ben Hashmashas is. So we have Rebbe agreeing with Rebbe Yehuda's interpretation of Ben Hashmashas. Good. Says the Gemara, but Rebbe had a second phrase. Eimer Seifa. Let's see what Rebbe says in the second phrase. The Divrei Chachamim b'Kabbotka. But I do agree with the Rabbanan when she did make an examination. Ask the Gemara, what does Rebbe mean with those words? My Batka, what does he mean with those words? Ilema, the Batka with Rebbe Yehuda, the Lai Batka with Rebbe Yossi, that she did a Dika during the time of Rabbi Yehuda and not of Rabbi Yossi. And that's when I agree with Rabbanan, Mechlal, which would mean that Rabbanan, he's saying, I'll only grant the Rabbanan that much. That if she did a Dika during Rabbi Yehuda's Ben Hashmashas, I'll be fine. But he's saying, I don't completely agree with Rabbanan. What would that mean that Rabbanan hold? Obviously that means that Rabbanan hold. She did no Dika at all. Lechashin, we have nothing to be concerned about. But why? Why are we not concerned as we began today's shir? Halay Batka! And something might have happened during Ben Hashmashas, and then even though a kesem of two grisim could represent three reis. El Pshita, how must we interpret this phrase of Rebbe's statement? The Batka Bein B'd Rebbe Yehuda Bein B'd Rebbe Yossi. That I'm saying that if she did a Bedika throughout the entire Ben Hashmashas, Rebbe Yehuda and Rebbe Yossi's time, that it will be considered, that I will say it's fine. Ava Batka B'd Rebbe Yehuda, if she only did a bedika during the time of Rabbi Yehuda's Ben Hashmashas, v'loy batka with Rabbi Yossi, and didn't extend it into the time of Rabbi Yossi's Ben Hashmashas, chashinan, what does that represent? Alma Ben Hashmashas, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Sveika Hava. So obviously he's agreeing with Rabbi Yossi's interpretation of the Ben Hashmashas. And he's saying that Rabbanan hold that all Ben Hashmashas is just the time of Rabbi Yehuda. And I don't hold that way. I hold the Ben Hashmashas includes the time of Rabbi Yossi as well. So we have a Gevaldik Kasha. Kasha the Rebbe had the Rebbe. The first phrase of Rebbe's statement points him in the direction of agreeing with Rabbi Yehuda's definition of Ben Hashmashas. And his second phrase points him in the direction of Rabbi Yossi's definition of Ben Hashmashas in one sentence. Says the Gemara, Hachikama. We have it all wrong. We understood that Rebbe was expressing his own opinion. And if Rebbe's expressing his own opinion, the two phrases of his own opinion contradict each other. That's not the way to understand what Rebbe's saying. What Rebbe is doing is he's defining the machloikus of Yehuda and the Rabbanon. And he's saying as follows. Nirin de Rabbi Yehuda ben Agri Rabbanon. The Rabbanon will agree with Rabbi Yehuda said in a situation, the loy bat geklal, loy bat Rabbi Yehuda, loy bat Rabbi Yossi. If there is no bedik at all, even Rabbanon will agree that Rabbi Yehuda's concern about two kesem, a two gris kesem, is a real legitimate concern. Shafcha chomaloy nechleku, the only place that they disagree is the bat Rabbi Yehuda, loy bat Rabbi Yossi. But the bedika only took place during Rabbi Yehuda's ben shmashas, not during Rabbi Yossi's ben shmashas. If no bedikah took place during no one's ben shmashas, moideli. There, the Rabbanon will agree with Rabbi Yehuda that his concern is very legitimate. But it's not that Rabbi is expressing his own opinion. Says the Gemara. So far, so good. But now we have a different question. Vermini asked the Gemara, there's another braisa. The braisa says, Haroyu kesem, if somebody sees a kesem, Luria Maruba, that it's three gris and big, chesheshes, as we've been learning from the Mishnah yesterday. A three gris kesem represents a real problem. Because a three gris kesem represents a concern that it was three rias. Haroyu chesheshes, Luria Atis, and chesheshes. Zudir Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra, Sharon Shem Rabbi Yossi. So the truth is, there's a question right away, because we said on the bottom of the Amid, there are Yehuda is the man of Amid that says that a two gris kesem is a concern. And here he says a two gris kesem is not a concern. So the truth is, at this point we already have a kasha, but the Gemara develops it to make it even a little more complicated. Amar Rebbe, ani shemati memenu, shachazu vachazu chesheshes. I heard that we always concern. Umatamza amali, and why must we be concerned? He says, ma ilu nida. So as we discussed numerous times, what is the halacha with the rice of a nida? She had a riyah on the first day of her 7-day cycle. We'll speak about this a lot in tomorrow's Shiva Ezer Hashem. She had a riyah at the beginning of this 7-day cycle. And then, as long as she's tohor at the end of the 7 days, she goes to the mikveh that night and she's good to go. But says the Gemara, in order for a nida to be able to go to the mikveh on the night after those 7 days, she has to know that she's truly tohor. If she had a riyah on that 7th day, we certainly must be concerned that she isn't tohor yet. V'nera dvarim k'shabatka. So the only way, says the Gemara, that we can establish that she is tar, especially if she had a riyah on the 7th day, and for the record, la halacha doesn't make a difference, because halacha, even if she didn't have a riyah on the 7th day, what I'm going to say now is the halacha, she has to have a hefsek tara at the end of the 7th day. What does the hefsek tara accomplish? The hefsek tara, which has the maich tochuk there during the bein hashmashas, accomplishes that we know she's indeed tar as that 7 nida day period ends. But what do we see from here? The only way that tahara can be established is with a maichtachuk, with a bdika. So ask the Gemara. Says Rebbe in explaining Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. So now here, obviously, she also had the bdika. Now what does the bdika mean? That she only did a bdika during Rabbi Yehuda's bein hashmashas, and not during Rabbi Yossi's Ben Hashmashas. That's my opinion, that it would be a problem, says Rabbi. Which would seem to indicate that Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra suffer, Afgav d'loi batka lebe Rabbi Yehuda v'loi b'Rabbi Yossi, loi chayisha. We have nothing to worry about. How can we say that? If she didn't do any bedika during any Ben Hashmashas, anyone's definition of Ben Hashmashas, we should be concerned, as we began today's shiur, that maybe she had a riyah bein hashmashas, and there two gris kesem could actually represent three riyas. V'lai batka. El pshita. How must we explain what happened here? The batka bein Rabbi Yehuda, or bein bid Rabbi Yossi. She did a bedika both in the time of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi bedika. And what's Rabbi saying? That if she did a bedika through the entire time, then I'll agree that there's nothing to worry about. Mechlal, but obviously, what is Rabbi Yehuda ben Agrasava? The Batka Rabbi Yehuda, if she only did a Bedika during Rabbi Yehuda ben Agrasava taking even a more lenient approach than Rabbi, is going to say doing a Bedika just during Rabbi Yehuda's Beinish Mashes, for like Batka Rabbi Yossi Loi Chayshi. Why? Because Alma, Beinish Mashes Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda Lailahui. And therefore, you don't have to worry about that time with the concerns the Beinish Mashes brings. But now we have Kashya Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra, Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra. In the previous explanation, we had Rabbi explaining that Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra is the one that agrees with Rabbi Yossi. It's the Chachamim that limit Bein HaShemashes to Rabbi Yehuda's time. And it's Rabbi Yossi, it's Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra extending it into Rabbi Yossi's time. And here we have Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra being the man, the Amr, that actually agrees with Rabbi Yossi. So as I said, the question of Yehuda ben Agra is a question even without Rebbe. But with Rebbe's statement, it only becomes a more powerful question because we have a contradiction. Who does Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra agree with when it comes to Hilchos Bein HaShemashes? And the Gemara says, makes that point. Because if we only had the first kasha, that the Gemara began with Rabbi Yehuda being concerned, and then the Gemara has Rabbi Yehuda not being concerned, that the Gemara says I could have given an answer. Mishlam v'loi Rebbe, without Rebbe making comments, I don't mean Chas V'Shalom to be chutzpedik, loy kasha. We could reconcile Rabbi Yehuda. Hasam, because the Gemara we began, the second brice represents a situation. Chasam, the batka, Rabbi Yehuda v'loy batka with Rabbi Yossi. And that's why the halacha is, the first brice, I'm sorry, represents the time that she did a bedika only in part of the Bein HaShemashes. That's why chasheshes. Hacha, and the second brice refers to a situation, the batka bam with Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yossi during the entire period, and therefore loy chasheshes. But that's only if we had Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra's statements by himself. But now that Rabbi began making comments, and according to Rabbi Elbert Rabbi Kasha, the first brisa he has him agreeing with Rabbi Yossi, and the second brisa he doesn't. So how do we understand Rabbi Yehuda Agra now after Rabbi added his comments on Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra's opinion? Says the Gemara, Treitan of Aliv Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra. The Machlok is Tanoim what Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra holds. Hi Tana Sover, this Tana holds Sholem Ben Hashmash Rabbi Yehuda, as we've been learning the entire Shir. There are two periods, the two Ben Hashmashes. First Rabbi Yehuda's Ben Hashmashes, for Hadar, Chaya Ben Hashmash Rabbi Yossi, and then Rabbi Yossi's Ben Hashmashes. And therefore, it's two separate periods, and Rabbi Yehuda holds, as we began the Shir, to be safe, you have to be there for the entire Bein HaShemashes. And if you only had the Moich Doch, the way we explained the Gemara, there, during the time of Rabbi Yehuda's Bein HaShemashes, it wouldn't be good enough. Because we have to worry about Rabbi Yossi's Bein HaShemashes. The second brisa has a whole different definition of the Machlokes of Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yossi regarding Hilchos Bein HaShemashes. By Tanasover, Bein HaShemashes Rabbi Yossi Meshe Shai Rabbi Yehuda. It's not that Rabbi Yossi's Bein HaShemashes comes after Rabbi Yehuda's Bein HaShemashes. Rabbi Yossi's Bein HaShemashes overlaps. And therefore, as long as you had the Moich Dachlik there for Rabbi Yehuda's Bein HaShemashes, you're fine. There is no longer period. Because Rabbi Yossi's Zeh Nichnas V'Zeh Yotzei actually is included in that time. That's the Gemara. Nusugya. I have to preface the Nusugya by saying that the halachas that we're going to discuss from now until the Mishnah, actually tomorrow's shiur as well, but we'll focus on today's shiur, are not relevant lahalach lemais in our world. Because in our world, a woman who sees any dam sits high in the kiyim. So, but to learn the Gemara. Tana abonim. Haroi kesem. If a woman sees a kesem. So if you recall, we began the beginning of the Masechta discussing situation where a woman had a riyah, and the big machlokes, do we have to be concerned about retroactive tumah, that tumah was there already before, with the machlokes, Beisham and Beisalon, the Chachamim, and the various explanations of that machlokes. Now we speak about a very similar situation, with very, perhaps, different halachas. Somebody sees a kesem. What do we do? Harai kesem, the tama atzma v'kotshim l'mafreya. Any taharis or kotshim that she touched, become tamei back retroactively until the last time this was washed. This garment
this linen were washed. And before we go further, the Gemara is going to make the obvious observation. It turns out that a riyah is less serious than a kesem. And if we've been speaking that a kesem is only tamim midrabanan, a kesem doesn't have argosha, how can we even understand words that say that a kesem is going to be stricter? Because let's say she wore this garment, they didn't change as often as we do. She's been wearing this garment for days, and she could be tamay retroactively for days. And any tara she touched all those days, any kachim she touched all those days will become tamay. How do we understand that? The answer is very simple. A riyah that we began the mesechta with is indeed a riyah, but we could put a moment to that riyah. We know when it occurred. Now we have to be concerned, was there dam before? Was it in a body before and didn't come out? All the considerations that we've always discussed. A kesem, we have no knowledge. So when you see the kesem now, that doesn't mean the kesem came now. The kesem might have been there for days. Because the whole definition of kesem, of ksavim that I've been saying, is the lack of any hagosha. The lack of any knowledge. And therefore we have to be stricter. That's Rebbe's opinion. Shimon Lozomer, Kachim Matama. Indeed, as far as Kachim, we're stricter. Atma and Matama. I've been explaining Atma as Rashi explains that Kachim, the Atma means Taharis. Taisus, because that's the way Rashi explained it. Taisus has a problem with that pshat. Because Taisus says, if the Tanakama is Machmor and Taharis, he certainly should be Machmor and Kachim. Why does he have to say Kachim? It's obvious. So there are different pshatim. The simplest pshat is, because we're going to see there are differences between kachim and taharis. In Rav Shimon's opinion, so that's why the Tanakama also spoke about both of them, even though he need not have said anything about kachim. Rav Shimon was a kachim etama, atzma emetama. Why are we not so strict about the kesem? For the very reason that we gave. Shlai kesem chamim riyosu. Ask the Gemara, everybody agrees. What's the whole basis of Rav Shimon's argument? That how can we be stricter with a kesem than with a riyah? We are. Even he is. Maybe not by taharis, but he is by kachim. Vamitzinu kismacham riyasai linyan kachim. So what are you saying? Rav Shimon has a problem being more machmer by a kesem than by a riyah? He is more machmer. El tenei hachi. You have to reword what Rav Shimon says. And even for kachim, she's only tamei, and we'll have to say retroactively for 24 hours, like by a riyah. Continues the Gemara, and we're going to learn the Gemara like Rashi learns the Gemara. New question: Rasa kesem v'achkach rasa dam. She had a kesem, and then she saw dam. Says the Gemara, toila kesem v'riyasa. Even though kesem typically is a freestanding stain. And it's a freestanding stain with a freestanding issue. Here, since there was a riyah right after the kesem, and we'll speak in a second what right after means, we connect that kesem to the riyah. Toilet kesem riyasa, meis leis tevei Rebbe. So the way the Gemara, Rashi explains the Gemara, Rebbe is saying that if she had a riyah any time within 24 hours of that kesem, we connect the kesem to the riyah. When do you start counting? We'll speak in a minute. Rav Shimon Lozomer, Shimon Elazar says no. We only can connect that kesem to a riyah that comes afterwards if the riyah was in the same day. 24 hours is too long for him. Shimon Elazar Yomer Yomer. Omer Rebbe, and Rebbe comments, Nirin Devarim Medvarai. I agree, I'm leaning in his direction. Shulum Esakna Vanima Asa. He is more lenient than I am. Ask the Gemara, Ma'afsa? Misakna, avusim afsala. I don't understand what, ask the Gemara, we don't understand what he's saying. He's saying that he's more lenient, that's not true. Rebbe said that if the riyah was any time after 24 hours, we could connect the kesem to the riyah. He only gave him, Rav Shimon Elazar only gave him that day. So why is Rebbe calling him the lenient? Am Ravina Epech. A lot of different pshatim, what Epech means. The simplest pshat that the Rishonim learn is, the Rebbe says, you know what, you have to switch what Rebbe said. My opinion is better than his opinion, because my opinion represents the more lenient approach, And again, why is the lenient approach the approach to go with? Because we're dealing with the Rabbanim. Because some are the Rabbanim. Another pshat that Epoch is that you have to reverse the opinion of Rebbe and Reb Shimon Elazar. The Reb Shimon Elazar was the one that said 24 hours. Rebbe was the one that said Yoimai. And now, if we reverse their opinions, then indeed Reb Shimon Elazar is the Mekel. That's Epoch. Amar Ravina. Vachama, loyalum loy tepach. You don't have to reverse it. Shum is sakin chosele de ziva, vani menima avasa chosele de ziva. The principle of the Gemara's teretz is that nothing is simple in life, and everything that seems lenient has in it chumris and vice versa. Let's think about this situation. A woman, again, we'll make it simple, Sunday, Monday. A woman had a kesem Sunday, and then she had a Ria on Monday, within 24 hours. Not Sunday, Monday. According to Rebbe, we connect that Kesem to the Ria. And therefore, when does she start counting the Zayin Nikiyim? The Zayin Yom of Nida. Let's say that Sunday was a Nida day. From Sunday. Next Sunday is already day 8. She starts her Ziva days. And if she'll have a Ria day 8, day 9, and day 10, she's a Zava Gedayla. But all of the halachas, Zayin Nikiyim, Karbonos, etc. That's because Rebbe says that you're connecting the Kesem of Sunday to the Riyah Monday. But what would be if we follow Rav Shimon Elazar's opinion? The Kesem was Sunday, the Riyah was Monday. When do you start counting the Zayin Yomim of the Shiva Yumei Nida? Monday. Next Sunday is the seventh day of the Zayin Yemei Nida. So if she has a Ria day 8, day 9, day 10, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, I don't want to say 8, 9, 10, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, according to Rebbe, she's a Zava Gedayla. According to Rebbe Shimon, she's a Zava Ketana, 2 days of the Yemei Ziva. And that's when he represents a Chumra and he represents a Kula. That's Rashi's Pshat. The problem with this Pshat, just to give you the other version, Taisus, other Rishonim have a problem, because they find it difficult to say that even if we connect, according to Rebbe, the Kesem of Sunday to the Riyah of Monday, that you start counting the Zayin Yom from Sunday. Because in actuality, the Riyah began on Monday. So how can we start counting the Zayin Yom from Sunday? Well, all she had on Sunday was just a Kesem. Says the Gemara. Baminei Reb Zeir Merabasi. Another question. So as we've been learning, also, for that a kesem, which is the size of a gris, carries with it the obligation of Zayin Yomim. So ask the Gemara, as we said in Amud Aleph, when you have Zayin Yomim, and actually the way we're learning now makes no difference, even on the derisive level, if it's Yomei Nid or Yomei Ziva, you're going to have a Hefsek Tara. Design, because even if it's just Yemei Nida, then the Raisa don't have a requirement for Zayin Nikiyim, but by that night you have to be Tara, and that only can be established, as we said on Amar Aleph, with a Hefsek Tara. So now ask the Gemara, what about if you're keeping Zayin Yomim because of a Kesem? Is there a need for a Hefsek Tara or not? He didn't respond. So he found him and he said the following. The Rebbe said, as we just learned, that if the Riyah came within 24 hours of the Kesem, we connect those two. And on that comments Rebbe, comments Rish Lakish, Amar Rish Lakish, Ruhu Shabbatka. That in order to do this right, she has to do a bedika on the seventh day after she saw a kesem. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Abish Laibatka. A bedika is not required. Amalei, Bechlal, the Ksam Tzrich Hefsek Tara. So the way Rashi is learning the Gemara is as follows. This is a unique situation. And what Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan are arguing, according to Rashi, is where the Kesem was on Sunday, and the Riyah was on Monday. The Rebbe connects the two. Rish Lakish says in order for them to be connected, the woman had an intent to connect him. And then you could start counting from Sunday. And Rabbi Yochanan says you don't have to have any intention. It happens automatically. But what is everybody, and according to Rish Lakish, just to complete the sentence, according to Rish Lakish, let's say there was no intention connected. So starting to count from Sunday, you'll start counting from Monday. But everybody says you need a Hefsek Tahara. The only question is, when was the Hefsek Tahara going to be? Is it going to be Matzoy Shabbos? Or is it going to be Sunday night, according to Rish Lakish, if there was no intention to connect? But isn't this a clear proof that a Hefsek Tahara is required by a Kesem? Amalei, the Mechlal, the Kesem, the Kesem, Tzricha Hefsek Tahara. Amalei, in, absolutely. Ask the Gemara, Vazimna Tzigiyah Boi Minach. Many times I ask you this question, V'loim Alei Midi. This Mechlakish, Rish Lakish, Rav Yochanan, clearly points in that direction. Dilma Agav Shitvach Asilach. Maybe because you're learning so quickly and you're trying to accomplish so much, you didn't have time to notice this obvious proof. Amalei in, absolutely. Agav Shitvach Asilach. Because I was not paying attention enough, I didn't pick up on this obvious proof. Ksamim do need a Hefsek Tahara. Again, just to review, it doesn't make a difference to us because we always need Zayin Nekiyim. So here we're talking about just a Hefsek Tahara, even if there weren't Zayin Nekiyim. In our world, you would need to have Zayin Nekiyim.